Shiva Zvangizund gave over very, very vividly a picture of what we were zeichet to see with the Balabedis Levi Zechen Lebrachim. The Torah, Yushimayim, the Midas. I'd like to be honest with one more thing. The Shiva had a gewaldig harocha for the Talmidim. He was mechabit the Talmidim, those who were deserving of it. He was me'aided the Talmidim, and he was very moser to the Talmidim. This is something that also made a tremendous reshim on the Eilam. He wasn't saying that these bachrim in America are also bachrim, are also going to be learning, they'll also be able to do something, be able to be rebbeim, be able to be rabbonim. He held that the mysterious nefesh of American bachur was a tremendous thing. American bachurim weren't forced to be in yeshivas. American bachurim came to yeshiva because they believed that this is what they wanted to do. They believed it. And many of the families, Baruch Hashem, believed it. It encouraged them and supported them. The chashivas that he attributed to the Talmidim as a result of this, as a result of choosing what they didn't have to do. It wasn't a question that they didn't have what to eat, or they didn't have what to sleep, and the Beis Medrash was the only place for them. They had Baruch Hashem, many different levels, obviously, but most people had the basics that they needed. They came to the yeshiva because they wanted to become Bnei Torah. As much as they knew, as little as they knew. And the yeshiva was Megadol Ador. He came in, this is a story one of the early years of the yeshiva. Yeshiva came into the dining hall Friday night, and the Eidah was singing Shalom Aleichem. So Rabbi Nishim said, the yeshiva said, the Malach HaShor is daf an Eichem Shalom Aleichem. You're Bnei Torah, you're sitting and learning. You're Machshev Torah. You're becoming Gedalia Torah. The Malach HaShor should give Shalom Aleichem. Everybody knows that in the yeshiva we don't say Chazar HaShatze Mincha. We don't say Chazar HaShatze Mincha. Why? Whatever the reason was. But he wanted to inculcate, and he did it every opportunity, and there were many, was to inculcate into the Talmidim the Chashivas of Torah. Nothing's more important than Torah. Mitzvahs are, of course, you have to do mitzvahs. If it's a Yeshua Asayi Lecherim. If it's a mitzvah that shaykh that somebody else should do, let the other person do it. You need to be sitting and learning. There were two chashim younger light learning in Kail. And one Friday, they weren't there. So afterwards he asked them, where were you? So one of them said, one was the son of someone, a chashim yid in Baltimore, a tzaddik yid. And he was involved in the Chevra Kadisha. So he said the Tatat Megarufin that there was nobody to do a Taira, so we went to do the Taira. He said, our Taira is a Gevalda Kazach. But I learned in Zmor Choshev. So the Ander Yidin, so the Ander Menschen, Zolon Zegan Mach in the Taira. Not to be battle your Taira. Your Taira is Mor Choshev. The Cheshivas to pick up the Cheshivas of Taira. To pick up the Cheshivas of what every Ben Taira can be and is by virtue of the fact that he's Meister himself to be learning. That he wants to become that Talmud Chacham. That's something that the Shiva valued and gave that Talmidim to understand their value as a result of what they've chosen to do and what they're being miyagei in becoming. Picking up in Miriam the Karen HaTorah. That's something that the Shiva tried and was very successful in doing. Giving over to the Talmidim, as the Shiva Zangizim said, he did that by giving over to us a Masera of Mu'uris, of experiences that he himself had with Gedali Eilam. He got from the Alta of Slabotka and the Shtab of Sereden. The Alta of Slabotka treated him like his own son. Ad Kedei Kach, that when years later there was a gathering of Talmidim and Slabotka, so Rabbi Yankiv was the Zakin of the Talmidim. So they were mechabed Rabbi Yankiv to be the one to be the Reish of the gathering, Rabbi Yankov said, no. Rav Vudim was a bigger Talmud of the altar. He should be the one. When the Shaila, but the Rav Vudim of going to a stancy, going into a place where he would be staying with something that the altar held would not be a good idea. The altar took the Rishiv into his house. Took him into his own house. That, if I remember correctly, Rishiv told us that the altar used to sleep on wood. That was her bed. So I can't imagine what the Rishiv slept on. I don't remember him telling us. But I know that the Rishiv was, the altar took him into the house and he took care of him. Ad Kedekach, there's a famous story when he wasn't feeling well one night and he had to go, there was no plumbing in the house. So he had to go outside of the house. But the Rishiv the altar understood the Rishiv would be frightened to go out in the middle of the night. So the altar stood by the door talking to him. The whole time he shouldn't be frightened. The mesiris that he had, that the altar had to the Rishiv did whatever he could to emulate that mesiris. There was a Talmud, Reb Nachman Klein Zecherein Levracha. He used to tell over the story. When he was going out in Shaduchim, so he had to go to New York many times. He had to go out of town. So the Shiva knew that he went out of town. He was going to go on a meeting with the young lady. So when Nachman said when he got back to the hotel, there were numerous messages. This Rabbi Ruderman kept on calling. So he called the Rishiva back. What's this? He says, yeah, you went to, how did it go? What happened? He was concerned. Not unlike a father would be concerned about his own child going out. That's the chinuch that he got from the altar. What's important, what's not, how to deal with things of importance. So many stories, Baruch Hashem, that the Baal Avodah Slavi shared with us. I remember once at a Gelegenheit, I was talking about the Baal Avodah Slavi. I think it was during the Shleishim of the Pter of the Baal Avodah Slavi. And there were some stories told that the Baal Avodah Slavi shared with the Talmidim. So one of our own Talmidim came over. One from Talmud from previous years. And he said, we don't know how lucky we are. We got a Messiah from the Baal Avodah Slavi about what it was that the altar was Mechanech, his Talmidim. Numerous stories, not only from the altar, from like the Rishiva said, from Reb Chaim Eiser, from others, other Gedolim that the Rishiva had the opportunity to meet and interact with. That not all the Rishivas did this. There were other Rosh Hashivas that were very, very great at Gedolim, but they didn't give this over. When the Shilas used to come up, oftentimes the Rosh Hashivas would say, Chkedenka Meisa, the Me'alter, Metanandra, but in Shtel Tzu, and this is how he handled in that case. Shiva had a photographic memory of knowledge of Tzuvas Anashir, that when something came up, he could invariably, Shtel Tzu, something to be able to be mayor, the Shaila that was at hand. It was an unbelievable experience that we were zeichet to. All those that were Talmidim, for the longer they were here, the more they had the opportunity, the more that we were able to be able to observe and experience and to make part of us, to take with us. So when we're here in the yeshiva now, Baruch Hashem, we're not just here in the yeshiva of, not just, I don't mean to minimize it, but all. We have Kenayin Hara, Choshev, Rebbeim, and Yungalait, that had this schus to be able to learn by the Baal Avodah Slavi, and by the other Rosh Yeshivas, by Rav Weinberg, Rav Kolevsky, Zechayin Levacha. But it was a tremendous opportunity to be able to have that exposure and that experience. And that teichacha many times, when the Baal Avodah Slavi would call you over and give you teichacha, it wasn't always pleasant. It wasn't always something that we felt good about. But one thing we know, that we learned from it, that it was something that he meant very, very deeply, and we knew that he meant it l'tayv aseinu. We are zeichet Baruch Hashem to have the Torah, the Shiva, the all of the Rebbeim's on Zayin Gezunt Nishtarik, all the light that were during that kufa that is still in yeshiva and in kollel. We're zeichet to have that. So not only we're getting from our Rebbeim, from the present, we're getting, as the Rishiva said, we're getting a shalshelis. We're getting a Masera that we got that was created years and years ago. And that's something that we can never replace. And it's Ashreinu Matev Chalkeinu Manayim Garaleinu. How fortunate we are that the Hashgacha feared that we were zeichet to be able to be Talmidim. We were zeichet to have Rebbeim who were Talmidim. We were zeichet to be in a Makom Kodesh that has that Masera of what it is that Eved Hashem is supposed to be, how it is a person should be to develop, what is the most important thing, how to prioritize, what it is a person should be doing, what shouldn't be doing, what should come first. Avada the halachas psukis in this, but a hanhogan, seeing the hanhogan, how it was carried out, l'maisa. We were very zeicher, we were very, very fortunate to be able to be zeicher to this. We'll never be able to appreciate adequately what it did for us, but we are machshavit to the extent that we do appreciate and see what it is that we're living from, what it is that we're being able to carry out till today. The banish was health, and we should be able to be bring a nachas ruach to the balavayis levi, to all our yeshivas, to all our rebbeim, and the banish should have nachas from the Talmidim and the Talmidi Talmidim, Abiyaz Gael Tzedek B'mher V'yameinu, from the Aveda that he was Mashrish, from the Aveda that he created in the Beis Medrash, and not only in the Beis Medrash, but in the whole Hanhoga that he had with us, and that we can, in turn, hopefully, will be able to transmit to all Talmidim. Yehi Zecher Baruch.